At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
People are pissed. 585-252-9800. Pretend there's no FCC. Anything goes this morning. What's your hot take? What's your unpopular opinion?
Tell us everything. Spill the tea.
Let's start with our friend Julie texting in this morning. Teachers aren't underpaid. They just complain louder than the rest of us. You work 9 months, you get summers off. Find me a warehouse worker who gets that. There, I said it. Yikers.
The teacher slander this morning is just like, I'm not here for it.
I don't understand.
They work like 10 months, if I'm being honest. I said it this morning. The summers are getting shorter for them. It's literally 2 months. Everyone has this like misconception. It's like, they're not for 4 months. It's like, are they?
I know most of them are working when they're not working. Well, time to go to my third job so I can afford the rent.
Just so I can eat.
Let's go over to Justine. If you can't afford to tip 20%, you can't afford to eat out. Don't punish your servers just because your broke ass can't afford to tip. There, I said it. Have an awesome day, everyone. Damn, Justine. God, shots fired.
Shots fired.
And I mean, is she wrong? What are we talking about, though, too? Because there's a lot of people that refuse to tip if they're ordering themselves at the counter.
Sit your ass in the seat and somebody is coming to you.
Yeah, you
that is tipping culture. I don't know what this whole tipping culture thing is when you're just giving me my food. I went up. I ordered it. I'm bringing it back. I'm doing, like, we're sharing responsibility here. You punched in 3 numbers.
I've never been so out of my mind. There was a cafe I went to back out on the West Coast. You know, they flip the iPad over at you. There was an option for 50%. Tip 50%. I was like,
no,
you're out of your mind.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you for this sandwich I pre-ordered and then came and picked it up.
Literally.
Let's go over. Who do you got, Breeze?
This person says, I truly believe that kissing is weird. There, I said it. Why is it our lips that are touching and not anything else? I don't know who made this rule up, but I don't stand by it.
You don't have to kiss. Let's go over to Big Ed.
Oh, speaking of kissing.
What a transition.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Big Ed. Love the show this morning. Hey, Breezy. Oh, my God. Why did the math book look sad?
Why?
Because it had too many problems.
Kind of yes.
Like my wife claims to have, but she only works part-time and doesn't pay the bills, so I don't see... Okay, Big Ed, thank you so much for texting in, buddy.
Again, not your therapy.
Good so much.
We'll get you that code to BetterHelp. This person says, not every meal needs to be delicious. There, I said it. All right.
No, sometimes I think a majority of us, and the reason we get fat, is because we look at every single meal as a huge event. When really, all you need is like a tiny piece of salmon and a couple berries and you're good for, you know, half the day. That's all you need.
Not you hunting and gathering over there.
I'm just saying, that's all, you know, that's all you need. A little
whatever
something.
Whatever you do in your apartment, that's your own prerogative. This person says, I truly believe that MGK is the rock star of our generation. There, I said it.
Really?
I can't say I agree.
I mean, I like him, but I don't love him. I'm not getting in my car first thing I'm doing is putting on MGK.
I like old MGK, like OG MGK before he got strange. Like, he had some bangers.
Anyone listen to the new Bieber swag? I like it. I enjoyed the first song.
I listened to it coming into work on Friday.
Yeah, there's a lot of talking in between the tracks.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Let's go over to Laura. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I have one. Some people are way too comfortable living in absolute filth. Your house smells like a hamster cage, and you've got the nerve to host a baby shower. Burn it down and start over. There I said it. Yes, Laura.
Oh my God.
Mine for today is the only people who truly believe age is just a number. They're pretty much 50-year-old men dating girls who still have homework. It's ridiculous. There I said it.
That is true.
Age really is just a number. Think about it. Who are the people saying that?
The people that are trying to convince themselves that they can be with and hang out with younger people. Mine for today is this. Love Island is the dumbest show ever. There I said it.
Someone just texted in. It's the best show on TV.
It's not. I mean, not that I've watched it, but I don't understand the hype. I don't think that we are meant to consume that type of content at that volume that it's coming in. It was on every day. It was 47 episodes straight single day.
47 episodes in one season?
The show was on every day. Live stream.
Is it over? Are they done?
Yeah, they did it. I think they did it last night or someone won. I don't know I don't even know how you win something like that, but they absolutely crushed it. This person says, if you wear a football jersey outside of a bar or a football game, you're a douche. There, I said it. Period.
What's wrong with repping your team?
There's a time and a place.
I don't know who this is, but there's no name. They said, I'm sorry, but women should not be holding the door open for men. That's a man's job. There, I said it. First of all, holding a door isn't gendered. It's basic decency.
Right.
Am I wrong?
Right.
And we'll go over to our friend Andrea this morning. Good morning, Moose and Breeze. Women who show up to Midtown to work out in a full face of makeup shouldn't be allowed in. Are you going in to work out or are you going into film? There, I said it.
Both. Honestly. Literally both. They're live streaming their whole workout for OnlyFans.
That would never happen at Planet Fitness. You got people there on the Stairmaster with leather mask on with the zipper over the mouth.
And they're wearing slippers on the Stairmaster.
That's the type of gym I want to be at. That's who I want to be associated with.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
And Breezy on 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 88 for the high today, and the sun will be out for a majority of it. We'd love to see it. So the man arrested for attacking a hiker in Parenton is officially charged with hate crimes. Derek Van Epps pleaded not guilty to attempted murder as a hate crime and assault as a hate crime. He is back in the county jail for the time being. And the attack happened, we talked about this, it was about 3 weeks ago, at the top of the Indian Trail, Indian Hill Trail off Route 31. Anyone ever hiked there? I can't remember if I've ever been. There's a lot of hiking trails in Rochester, as we know. But Dylan Gamey says he was jumped from behind by a man with a knife. And the DA's office and the grand jury believe that Van Epps attacked the victim because of his race and skin color. Mm-hmm. And he said the two basically were in passing. They said hello to each other. And about 30 seconds later, this poor guy was attacked, almost had his eye gouged out. He had cuts to his head, his neck. His hands were heavily bandaged from the cuts that happened as he was fighting off the attack. But Van Epps is now in jail on $50,000 bail. He doesn't have a mental competency exam coming up, and it's an evaluation to see if Van Epps can mentally understand the case and assist in his defense. But it was ordered by a judge when he was arrested and charged. It should happen in the next few weeks. The lawyers will talk about that when the case is back in court. It's going to be in September in a couple of months. But this poor kid, man, and you know what? This happened, what, in the morning, afternoon?
Yeah, it was like a Monday morning a couple weeks back at like between 9 and 10 a.m. Like it was, and I watched the interview of Dylan, the guy, the victim, and he's like, I've walked that trail hundreds of times, literally on just home for the summer on college break. Like it's just, I don't know, it's kind of crazy.
And I have a lot of female friends too that have dogs and they're constantly walking alone. They go hiking and you should be able to do that. But when you see stories like this that we have to report on and stories in the news, you really should protect yourself.
Right.
Because some of them, they just grab their phone, they're out the door. But if you're going to be alone, pepper spray, brass knuckles, something. Just protect yourself. And it's sad you got to constantly look over your shoulder, even on a hike. But sometimes like this, you're in the middle of nowhere. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Nobody else is around. Just protect yourself. Coming up on the show, the Pride Parade is this Saturday.
The Pride Parade is this Saturday. Pride Parade and Festival. Here in Rochester, we celebrate Pride in July, although, you know, World Pride is in June. And I'm very excited. I'm very excited for this. It's a new location for the second year.
Yeah.
This is the second annual time that they're doing and hosting the Pride Festival and Parade in this area of the city. And if you don't know where it is, we'll tell you all the information and talk about why Pride is in July and not June here in Rochester. We'll do it next.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
Speaks by Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Pride Month is celebrated all of June, and here in Rochester, we always celebrate the third week in July. I've never really understood the reasoning behind that. Anyone know why?
Yeah, I do know why. And there's a lot of people that are like kind of eerie about it and like always have questioned it. Me being one of them, actually, I've always been like, I don't understand why all of our surrounding cities and towns are celebrating Pride in June when the rest of the nation or potentially even the world is. And I looked a little deeper into it because I was like, why do we have to be different? Like, why does Rochester have to do this? And I found out that the reason that they're not celebrating in June, like everybody else, is because the first Pride event that ever took place here in Rochester was held in July before it was nationally designated as Pride Month. So they held something along the lines of like a gay picnic event, like way back in the early 70s.
Yeah, I was going to say like 60s, 70s, yeah. Something like that.
So obviously like Rochester was kind of like ahead of the curve here when it comes to this. And then National Pride Month was later designated to the month of June due to a pay of an homage, if you will, of Stonewall and the Stonewall riots. And I think the reason that they've kept it, because I've talked to a lot of the organizers of the event, is to hold space and flexibility for the residents of Rochester to participate in other Pride celebrations near our city. Buffalo, Syracuse, Albany, maybe even New York City.
Oh, I see.
Competing with
It says once
parades.
Once June became the national marker, Rochester stuck with July celebrations so locals could attend big city June events like New York City and Toronto.
And I think it also just like kind of sets us apart and allows people to come to us as well if they still want to continue to celebrate Pride past the month of June, right? Like Rochester Pride celebrations, it's not just a festival. It's not just a parade. Like it's a whole week of events leading up. And
yeah,
I'm really happy and proud to know that like not only just me, myself and I, but like us as a team, as a station, as a company, like we take so much, for lack of a better word, pride in our LGBTQ plus community to the point where we're like local partners with them. And I think it's great. And I think there's a lot for people to do of all different statures when it comes to social ability, sensory issues, all this week. In case you're looking for something to do or you want to be involved in something, there's a game night tonight that's going down on University Ave. There's going to be a craft night tomorrow, all Pride-centric. There's like a history lesson on Thursday. There's a drag celebration. There's a rave ride, like if you like to do cycling. And then obviously on Saturday, the festival is going down. The parade is going down. And in recent years, they have switched up the location. For many, many years, it was down Park Ave.
Yeah. And, you know, they got all the construction. They've been working on that the last year, just replacing like the pipes underneath the street and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They're almost done with it. I know a couple days ago, they just painted the sidewalks on Park and Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I moved back, you weren't able to join, but I was able to do the walk down Park Ave.
The final walkthrough.
The final walkthrough Park Ave. 15,000 plus people there? Mm-hmm. It was a party. It was fun.
Yeah.
But what was your first Pride Parade? Where was it?
My first Pride Parade was on Park Ave. The year was 2019.
Okay.
And it was so incredibly hot. Like, if you were there or experienced that parade, you know just how hot it was. Like, it was dangerously hot. Like, they should have probably canceled it, if I'm being honest. The heat index was, like, so high. You needed so much water to just like be outside breathing the air.
Last year was humid too. I mean, we don't have a lot to worry about this Saturday. It's going to be a high of 80, but it's going down South Ave.
Okay. Yep. So the route, if you maybe missed it last year and weren't able to attend, it's going to be the same place that it was held last year. And last year was the first time that they ever held it. The parade route will be down South Ave to Science Parkway and then closing out at Highland Park. And then the festival location will be at Highland Park, same place that that Lilac's held. And it's an all-day event, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
It doesn't cost anything to show up.
It does.
The parade. But when you go to the after party, mm-hmm. I believe, do you know what that costs?
It's $5 for general admission. And, I mean, you can find $5 on the ground. And $50 for VIP.
Some of you can't.
And
I get it.
Kids under 12 are free. And people are like, well, I don't know the area very well. And I don't know the parking situation. There's free parking at MCC. And there's going to be a shuttle to the festival.
Last year, I parked on just one of the side streets and walked up. It wasn't as bad as you thought, because there are a lot of people that are doing shuttles and Ubering and Lyft and all that
correct.
Stuff.
There's going to be so much to do at this festival. There's going to be live music, food, all of the things. And I'm very excited. I will be there this year. Last year, we rode on a float with the YMCA.
Oh, we had a blast.
And this year, we are not going to be participating in the parade, but I will be. I think I'm going to be with Matt Malloy on stage announcing some winners for the parade and things of that nature. So it's just like such a good event, and I'm really excited. Obviously, being a member of the LGBTQ plus community, like just to be a part of it and to know that Rochester has a pride. You know what I mean?
Well, it's not that we just have a pride. I mean, we're all very prideful people because we love our city so much. But mm-hmm. Rochester was named one of the most LGBTQ plus friendly cities in the entire U.S.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
And there's a lot of people that are going to come here Saturday from maybe Buffalo or Syracuse, you name it, from the outside. And they're going to come and celebrate with us like they do every single year.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very excited. So if you aren't busy this weekend, make it a priority to just show up and just say hi. Come see me, come see the parade, come see all the people that are just like happy to be there and show your pride.
Yeah, we'll see you guys this weekend. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.